Unit 7. Language and Literature. Reading 2.
The Premature Burial. Over the years, there have been many strange stories of the premature burials of living people. In each case, the person appeared to be dead and was buried, but it was discovered, tragically too late, that the person was in fact still alive. One remarkable story occurred in the city of Baltimore, where the wife of a respected lawyer suffered a sudden and mysterious disease. No doctor could figure out what was wrong with her, and after a period of suffering, she died. She looked like any other corpse and had no pulse, so the doctors were sure she was dead. 3 days after her death, she was buried. The funeral was carried out rapidly to prevent the body from decaying, and after the funeral ceremony, the body of the lady was put in her family vault, where it lay for 3 years undisturbed. After 3 years, the tomb was opened, only for the skeleton of the lady to fall out of the tomb and into her shocked husband's arms. After inspecting her tomb closely, her family came to the distressing conclusion that she had not really been dead at the time of burial. They believed that she had woken up after 2 days and had struggled to escape, which caused her coffin to fall and break and then allowed her to be free from the coffin. They found a large fragment of the coffin's wood, and it seemed that she had used this to try to break down the iron door of the tomb. However, she had failed and had died, trapped in the family vault. Another strange example of the burial of a living person happened in France in 1810. In this case, the victim was a beautiful young girl named Victorine, who came from a very rich family. Among her many suitors was a young man named Julien Bossuet, a poor but talented journalist who Victorine liked. However, due to his poverty, she chose to marry a different man. After marriage, her new husband did not treat her well, and she lived a miserable life with him. Just a few years after their wedding, she died and was buried in a simple grave in the village where she was born. Julien was very sad when he heard about her death and went to visit her grave. He arrived at the grave at midnight, where he undug the coffin and embraced his old love. As he did so, he saw her open her eyes. He was overjoyed to find that she was not dead at all. She had been so unhappy that she could not move, but the kind touch of Julien woke her up. She did not want to return to her husband, so Julien and Victorine fled to America. After 20 years, they returned to France.